Welcome to the Green Shoots podcast by Appleyard Lees, a conversation for those who own, manage or protect intellectual property.
Hi, welcome to the Green Shoots podcast. Today we're going to be talking about our particular journeys into intellectual property. My name is Will Emond.
And I'm George Theocarides.
So yeah, I think we're just going to have a very sort of informal chat about what inspired us to get into IP, what our backgrounds were and what we like about it, and yeah, see where we go.
So I did my undergraduate degree at Swansea University, and I did electrical and electronic engineering. At first, I enrolled for a mechanical engineering degree, and then halfway through first year, I realized that that wasn't exactly what I was going for, and it wasn't really great for me. So I changed to electrical and electronic engineering, which was more my style. After my second year, I did a year at BMW, where I did my internship. That was a really interesting experience as well. I got to see what I was doing in my degrees applied in real life and a lot more about how businesses work and how everything's structured there. And then I finished my degree. I did my master's in machine learning. I kind of did that before the big AI boom, so kind of before it was cool.
You're a trendsetter.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I like to think of myself as, yeah. And then after that, I took my dissertation or my thesis, which was on predicting the development of Alzheimer's from MRI scans using machine learning. And I did a little spin-out startup using that. So I found two other co-founders, and we turned that into a software that hospitals and doctors could use, or maybe even the patients themselves, if they had access to their MRI scans, and get a prediction of whether they're going to develop Alzheimer's in the future.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah, especially at the moment, like a really hot topic, isn't it, to try and predict and understand development of Alzheimer's and how we might be able to prevent it or at least mitigate.
It was very interesting because I didn't know anything about this, obviously, because my background is totally different, but I was introduced to someone that suggested the idea, and then I did that for my thesis, and then afterwards we had this sort of big boom with new medications for Alzheimer's that could delay the progression of it. So it wasn't just that we had an interesting proof of concept, but we had like a real application for it as well, because these new treatments were coming out. And there was actually a point in being able to predict Alzheimer's rather than it being just an academic exercise with no real impact.
Yeah, and I guess it shows like the benefits of like working in interdisciplinary and how sort of different devices and technologies can be used in situations which you might not think would be applicable, but then have really like profound effects. And
it's interesting that you raise that point, because one of the big sort of machine learning models that we use in order to classify those images and to predict the Alzheimer's is actually used for a completely different purpose. So it's just a generic identifier of objects that is used to identify like everyday objects like chairs, cars. And it's like that Google thing where you go, that CAPTCHA thing, where you're asked, oh, find the traffic light or find the fire hydrant. So yeah, it's kind of mind-boggling how you can take something that is used for one purpose and then totally change how it's used and still work and produce like great results.
Yes, I guess that's quite interesting that you're already being an inventor yourself before you got involved on the patent side of things.
Well, that's how I found out about this field in the first place, because I guess patents is not something that people usually think about, even though it's everywhere around us. So I found out about this whole world basically through trying to maybe get a patent for what we were doing, or just finding out what the process would be like. So it was just an interesting encounter, and then it turned out into something bigger.
Cool. Yeah, that's really interesting. It's inspiring how, you know, that you can start off with doing, you know, these sort of academic routes, and then sort of find your way into intellectual property.
Do you want to give us background of your?
So I've got a, in some ways similar to you, I've got quite a sort of varied background. My starting point was very different to my current progress in my career. So I actually originally was going down the art route. I was interested in becoming a set designer for film. I was doing a interior design course at the University of the Arts in London. I realised sort of fairly early on that although it was quite interesting, it wasn't really quite for me. So I stopped after completing the first year, and I went and worked for a while as a dispensary assistant at a pharmacy, which was very interesting, but wasn't what I wanted to do ultimately. Mm-hmm. And whilst I was doing that, I got really interested in physics. In particular, I was looking, you know, just started from very humble beginnings of just watching documentaries on the BBC and reading pop sci books, and then thought, oh, why not? You know, I'm finding this really interesting. I should see whether I can develop this further. So I signed up for an accelerated course at University of London at Birkbeck to basically be able to do my physics and maths A levels whilst I was working. Turned out that, you know, I was really passionate about it, and I was able to do really well, and I got onto a integrated master's course at King's College London. And then whilst I was doing that, I realized that I particularly enjoyed theoretical physics and the mathematical side of things, and applying that to trying to understand gravity and how the universe evolves on the grandest scales in its cosmology. And that sort of led me down to apply for a PhD position, which I was lucky enough to be awarded one at the University of Nottingham. And then as part of my PhD, I looked at quite a variety of things based in understanding the early and late stage evolutions of the universe, and also applying particle physics to try and understand how the particles and structures that we see in the present day universe, where they originated from and how they were generated.
Sounds amazing, yeah.
Which is pretty exciting stuff. I really did enjoy it, and I found it very fascinating, and that inspired me to carry on as a postdoctoral researcher. Following my completing my PhD at the end of 2018, you know, I decided I changed course a little bit at that point, and I started focusing more on astrophysical applications and looking at the dynamics of black holes, which is a particularly hot topic at the moment, looking at gravitational waves and things, which was starting to become a thing when I first started my postdoctoral career. You know, and it was a pretty amazing opportunity, really. I was able to, you know, I worked in South Africa, Cape Town, for a few months, and then came back to the UK and worked at a couple of different institutions. And then during and after the pandemic, worked in Prague, which was quite, you know, it was a very interesting experience and quite an unusual sort of experience for at least the first part of it, trying to navigate being in a foreign country and with the lockdown measures and various other pandemic restrictions. But
an experience of its own, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So what were you doing there exactly?
I was doing a postdoc. I'd got a position with the Institute of Physics for the Academy of Sciences of Czech Republic. So I started doing a bit more cosmology again then, but still sort of focusing on studying black hole physics. And then, yeah, so I sort of got to the end of my contract there, and I started to think a bit more long term and where I wanted to end up. And as much as I enjoyed the research, I think I realized that it wasn't really the path I wanted to go down. And I think, you know, with personal circumstances and family and whatnot, I wanted to be based in the UK. So that led me to start looking at alternatives. And to be honest, before that point, because I was doing very theoretical stuff, there's not really anything patentable in what I was doing. So it wasn't really something that I'd, you know, intellectual property wasn't really something that I'd been exposed to before that point. But I really wanted to do work in an area where I could still use the skills that I'd built up from academia and be involved in R&D in some way still. So after a lot of Googling and various sort of keyword searches, I eventually came across intellectual property and the role of a patent attorney as a potential position.
We work with cutting-edge technologies as well and stuff that are just now being invented, which is kind of similar to research, but then again, it's from a different perspective.
I think what's quite good is that for both of us having come from research backgrounds is that we can put ourselves a bit more in the shoes of the inventor as well, and we know what's involved in different areas of research and the difficulties that they might face. And so I feel like we can, the transferable skills from that are pretty, it's fairly straightforward to bring those over. And then it's been really sort of interesting to learn the other side of things, of being able to support inventors and being able to apply for patents. I think also, I don't know if you've had this experience yet, George, but I've just had my sort of first experience with starting to draft a new specification for a patent. And I think one of the interesting things I've found is that whilst it is different, there are similarities to writing a research paper. And that's been quite good in terms of me being able to, you know, I'm learning new things, but also I've got some experience of that kind of technical level of writing and what's required.
I want to go back to what you said about whole academia and how you thought that maybe your skills wouldn't exactly fit. Because I think, basically, I just want to ask you, because that's my impression, but I didn't really do a PhD or didn't really go much too deep into academia. But my understanding is that you're basically running your own sort of startup or a small company within the university, in the sense that you have to apply for funding and you have to find your PhD students and you have to find the project you're going to be working on and you have to form those collaborations with everyone. And it sort of feels, and you have to do teaching as well at the site. So it sort of feels like, from an outsider, you would expect it to be a more traditional role where you just have deliverables and you try and work towards those. But in reality, it feels like it's a lot more, could I say, like entrepreneurial in a sense, like a lot more managing a small business?
There are definitely some similarities and analogs to that in a research role. I think it's a very flexible position, which is both good and bad, because it does mean that you can work on things broadly that you want to work on. But also, as you've pointed out, you've got to find sources of funding, hire people that are going to be able to do the research or collaborate with you, and you know, teach the next generation of whichever discipline you're in, and all the sort of bureaucracy that's related to that with universities and things. So, you know, there's definitely positives to it, and there's definitely bits that I really enjoyed, particularly the research side of it, but there's a lot of stresses to it as well. I think one of the things I like about this role is that there's a very clear trajectory in the career. There's a very clear path of progression, and there's a lot more certainty in where you're going to end up. And for me, that was a particular positive that I was looking for. And, you know, combining that with being able to still use the skills that I've built up from research and to be involved in R&D and new technology and stuff that are really exciting, that combination is just really works really well for me. So that was sort of, I think, what ultimately influenced me to move away from sort of the academic research side of things to patent law?
What we do, it's a lot more diverse. Like, you can be working on many different things at the same time, many different technologies, even fields. An example that I use is that in my first couple of days, I worked on a shower head, basically. So this, we're trying to see if this product was infringing on an existing patent. And it was just a shower head with a button that you could press to change the flow of the water, basically. And then at the same time, I was working on a like autonomous vehicle trajectory generation sort of machine learning model. And it was just so, just such an interesting experience that you normally wouldn't get, you know, these two different technologies and you're working at the same time on both.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting to be able to work with different and new areas of technology. Like, I've worked in areas that I had no experience of in before, but have been really interesting to learn more about, you know, sort of medical devices and, like you say, for me, artificial intelligence and autonomous vehicles and things like that. That's not something that I've ever had real experience with before.
I think it's kind of a fun fact how we were both at Nottingham. We're both studying at the same university. We were both in the same building because you were doing physics and I was doing my master's at the School of Physics. And yet we didn't see or ever interact with each other while we were there. And yet when I started Apple Yard Leeds, because you're based in the Leeds office, isn't that right?
Yeah.
And even though I'm based in the Manchester office, we got to know each other in like the first few weeks. We met at that event in Cambridge, I think it was. So it's kind of a fun fact how we spend like all this time basically in the same building in Nottingham, and then we didn't get to know each other. And yet now that we're working from two separate offices, like miles and miles away, we had the chance to meet because of these events that Apple Yard Leeds has and these opportunities it provides for members from different offices to get to know each other.
Yeah, I think that's what's really great about sort of the whole training program here as well. That, like you say, we probably had a few years where we were close proximity but never actually met, and it took transitioning to IP for us to finally get to know each other. But yeah, it's really nice that there's these opportunities to get to know fellow trainees.
I guess I'm interested also in, because I've heard recently about some of our colleagues that are going like specific paths down. They choose to specialize in one field specifically. And I know that's something that we offer as a firm. You can like ask the partner that you work with that you want to specialize in this area, and then you get more of these cases. So what do you think about the future, both in terms of IP in your career, but also do you want to focus on a specific field, or what are your plans?
Yeah, I think I would like to probably to specialize a bit more, maybe in space-based technology. So I think that's definitely an area I'd like to get involved with. I think I'd be quite interested, even though I don't historically have much experience with it, but with applications of artificial intelligence and also, you know, related to autonomous vehicles, like you were discussing earlier. I went to an event in Leeds a few weeks ago that was focused on the future of autonomous vehicles and the kind of infrastructure and policies and things that need to be put in place before it becomes a viable commercial activity. So it's really interesting to hear about where we currently are and where we could be in the future, and particularly, you know, our roles in that and how we can support innovation and development of technologies in that area through you know, applying for patents and also with working with our other teams at Apple Yard Leeds in terms of, you know, trademarking and protecting designs and various things. So yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
How about you? Have you got any areas that you'd like to, that you think you'd like to focus on?
I think I'm still figuring everything out. Although, to be honest, I do enjoy more of the machine learning stuff just because I think that when I work on machine learning cases, I only have to worry about understanding the legal stuff that I'm working on, not so much on understanding the technology. It seems like machine learning is going to be around for the next few years at least. So I could try specialize in that.
Yeah, I guess all that's left to say is, yeah, follow us on social media via all the usual platforms. And yeah, thanks very much for the chat today, George. It was really interesting.
Cool. Thanks, Will.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Green Shoots podcast by Appleyard Lees. If you have a question or issue you would like our IP specialist to discuss on the podcast, then tweet us at appleyardlees or email us at ip@appleyardlees.com.